If I'm going to pray with my understanding, I've got to spend time with somebody that understands, and that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. I've got to know. Situations are different. People are different. Prayer is not cookie cutter. And so I have to know what to pray and what to say. And Holy Ghost is the way. Now look at John 16 to know what to pray and what to say. And he brings things to your remembrance. And so this little lady, I said to Susan, I ran to Susan, you remember that little lady came to talk to me? What was her name? She had a real short name. And we went through Ann, no, Beth, no. You know, everything short we could think of. Anna, no. So we were in the circular church. I went this way and Susan went this way. We met in the foyer. And by then we both had been prompted by the Holy Ghost and realized what her name was. See, because he's in here to help you to pray, to help you to minister to people, to help you to minister and have life in yourself. And you have to lean on him and depend upon him. You can't pray in your understanding if you're dumb. Did I say that nice enough? Maybe not. Okay. Verse 13, when he's called here the Spirit of Truth, he was called the Comforter before. The Spirit of Truth has come. He will guide you into all truth. Sometimes we need a good guide to lead us to truth. Lead us truth. The other day in a very difficult situation, I didn't know exactly what to do. And I said to Wayne, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And he didn't know. And right from here, where the Holy Ghost is resident, a scripture rose up. It's amazing what you know today that you might not remember tomorrow. You might not have thought of yesterday. I said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And I said, that's Ephesians 4:2. Now, I might not have known that any other day. But the Holy Ghost brings things to your remembrance. He helps you to remember. He helps you to know truth. He wants you to be a part of their life, to a part of the solution. Now, we're talking particularly about sick people. It could work in anything. He's the guide into truth. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, they're the sons of God. Led by the Spirit. Why? Because we got to know how to pray here. Now, somebody called me about praying for a lady that was depressed, uptight, despondent, in despair. Perplexed. She was every word you could think of. And they said, I want to pray correctly. Now, there isn't anything wrong with a dumb prayer if you have your heart in it. Right. But it may not be the answer that you need either. God's not mad at you because you didn't know anything. He'd wish, though, you'd been a student and let the Holy Spirit guide you into the truth. He'd wish you'd done better. I know, more than once, he said, boy, Becky, that was... I listened to a man who's going to pray for government, and he prayed, and he said he knew he didn't pray, prayed in English, and he knew he didn't pray right. He couldn't figure out how to do it. He said he waited, and he paced, and then he said he tried again. And he thought, no, that's not right either. That's not what I wanted to say. So you've got to have the help and the arm of the Holy Ghost. And there's a difference, and watch me, in praying for somebody and praying with them. There's a big difference. When I'm praying for you, it's just God and I. And I'm just leaning on God to find out what I can do for you in prayer, what you need in prayer. And maybe I just perceive that what you need is knowledge, that you don't really know Jesus as healer. And a lot of people don't. And so I take the Ephesian prayers that you'd have spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding and light in Ephesians 1:17. And I begin to pray for you that you'd begin to understand healing. You'd begin to see Jesus as the healer. I pray a lot for medical teams because most people need medical help. There's nothing wrong with medical help. Jesus said, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick, which indicates he wasn't against physicians for sick people. He was talking about spiritual sickness, but it's the same because we're spirit, soul, and body, no matter if it's mental distress or if it's... A physical in nature. And so as we walk with the Holy Ghost is going to point out to me what you need and how I can pray for you, how I can be the most help to you. And prayer for you is just God and I. As my Father, he's communicating with me as a child, and I'm listening to him as a father, and I'm listening to the Holy Ghost as how he speaks to me so that I'll know what to do for you. Now, different people need different things. Maybe you have a lot of knowledge and you're a student of the Word and you know the healer, but you've been sick a long time. You're just flat tired. I had back problem long enough to get real. I don't know how tired flat tired is, but that's what we say in the South, isn't it? I was sick long enough to be in despondent and in despair. Well, a lady called, you've forgotten her, wondering how to pray for a friend that was... I can tell exactly how to pray for a friend that's despondent who has mental distress. I said, Father, you're the great shepherd. Restore her soul. Psalms 23. Let her walk in green pastures. Put her beside still waters. Waters of peace, waters of rest. In other words, feed her by the word and water her in the spirit and restore her soul where she's gotten despondent and in despair. And that's where I would begin to pray. And then I'd say, lead her in the right path. And when she walks, as she's walking through this dark valley, let her know your presence, that you're always there. And let the word and the spirit, which is the rod and the staff, be constantly nurturing her and helping her. And sit her in the table right in front of the enemy where she can see the enemy is helpless, that the victory was won at Calvary.